remember last year we had some folks come in who were developing kind of a wearable camera device. They're now coming back to give us an update and get a bit of feedback.
My name is Connie. I'm from the Media Lab, and specifically I'm from the Fluid Interfaces group. I don't know if you guys are here. Last time they were here, because I wasn't here, but they displayed the iRing, and now we're moving it more towards specifically text reading, whereas before it was more towards object detection. So currently our device that we're working on is called Finger Reader, and it's based on the iRing, and it's designed to assist visually impaired people with reading text on the go. So the Finger Reader is a ring that has a camera mounted on the top. It's adapted from the iRing to be able to have text reading capabilities, and we have incorporated vibration feedbacks into the finger reader as well. So the device will vibrate in different patterns to indicate when you have reached the end of a line or when you have found text to help you navigate through it. And this allows for a lot of new functions that current technologies do not support, such as reading column text like in a newspaper, or scanning for only the text of interest you want. Like if you're looking through a restaurant menu and you only want to look at the entrees, you can navigate your way to the entrees and then only read those. The finger reader is basically our way of introducing a unique way of interacting with text. And since it is finger worn, you can just point at anything, say a business card or a document, and then scan your finger along the line that you want to read. So it gives you more freedom to select exactly what text you want to read instead of large sections of text, like when using apps like TextGrabber or Text Detective. And then it still provides the same degree of accuracy. So we've done tests with that. We found that the differences are insignificant. Currently though, it is still in the developing stage. So it's still wired, but we're working towards making it both wireless and Android compatible, so you can use it on the go. But right now we're using it with software that's running on a computer, and we're using a USB camera. So it has to be plugged into the computer for now, but we're moving towards a more wireless one. And we're still perfecting the software as well, so it's not perfect.
Can you demonstrate?
Yeah, for sure. It's not the prettiest voice. So I brought a few samples of text. So I have a few excerpts from Wizard of Oz and then a menu. So I'm going to do the an excerpt from Wizard of Oz first. So basically, I'm pointing at the line.
From the far north, they heard a low wail of the wind and Uncle Henry.
So I just reached the end of the line, so it vibrated.
From
and now I went down to the next line.
Could see where the long grass bowed in waves before the coming STURN. There out came a sharp whistling in the air from the south.
Yeah, so that was an excerpt from Wizard of Oz. I'll do it on a menu as well. So basically, the intention for when you're using it with text like menus, you'll just be able to scan your finger, kind of like wave it around the menu, and then it'll catch keywords like burgers. And then if you're not interested in burgers, you can keep on scanning down. And then you'll see the next heading, which was sandwiches. If you're interested in sandwiches, then you can scan down the sandwiches.
S-C-M-D-W-D-R-A-L-L-E-C-L.
Sorry.
Can you do that with your eyes closed?
I've tried it with my eyes closed. Let me see what happens.
Burgers.
So if I'm not interested in burgers, I keep on scanning down.
Sandwiches.
And then if I like sandwiches, then I can scan through the sandwiches.
Grill. E/A 600. Grill. Ham. E/W/roof 695.
And then it can read you like the prices as well if you scan over there.
Now, let me ask you about the software.
Sure. I mean,
did you have to develop your own scanning software for this, or are you using some off-the-shelf?
Developed our own for this.
You said Droid compatible?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you have anything that works for iOS devices, because those blind people are using iOS devices, and those are the ones that are really found more accessible than Droid.
I mean, it's definitely possible for us to develop both ways. Because we already have the software, we just have to change some of the coding for it.
I would strongly encourage you
iPhone? To go, yes, 85 to 95% of people use, blind people use iPhones.
How about putting like an LED in the thing itself, like pause and response as
okay.
We may not even know what the lighting is in a place.
A lot of restaurants are dark.
The voice is difficult to understand, to listen to.
Okay.
On a,
it's kind of choppy.
But is that because that's the way you're moving, is my question.
You closed your eyes. You slowed down because so it worked as
well. It's a tracking issue.
In a real-life application, what would this thing look like?
It's about double the size of, like, a regular, like, pretty chunky ring. So it has a camera on the top.
It looks like a big rubberized kind of ring.
Right. So there's also rubber around it to localize the vibration.
With a little tiny camera that's about, this is the camera?
Yeah.
That's so about, I'd say, a half an inch long.
So then theoretically that would Bluetooth to your mobile device?
Right, and then there would be an app on your phone that you could plug the headphones.
I want to try. I've had this on my finger now.
Yeah, sure.
And so I want to try scanning so I can see.
The chunkier part is going to go on the top of your finger because that's
like
where the
this?
Camera is. Just, use your thumb to kind of hold it in place.
Yep.
So instead of pointing it down, you kind of want to be pointing at the words, like you're tracing along the line. Extend your finger out like you're pointing, and then you trace your finger along the line.
So you put your finger down like this?
With the ring on top. You want to keep the camera on the top of your finger, hold your hand out, and then point one finger forward. Or point. There we go. And then you want to point down towards the words.
All right.
So it's like you're pointing at an object. So you just extend your index finger.
Yeah, it's not.
So you want to fold your other three fingers in, and then kind of just point.
This is not easy.
Connie, do you have blind people testing this in the lab with this?
Not currently.
I've not been able to get it to read words. And I'm doing what you're saying to do. Now it's vibrating.
Yeah, sorry. The only thing with the current prototype is you really have to make it fit your finger. So you want to move your finger a little higher and kind of point this way. And then fold your finger in a little more.
My response to this is so far is that I think it's really a great idea, particularly if you can make it wireless, not dependent upon a computer, working on an Apple environment, make it Bluetooth or compatible so you can do it silently, because in a restaurant, nobody's going to be able to hear this. But your biggest challenge, I think, is the whole tracking idea. I mean, I used an Opticon.
55.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, keep on chasing. And then most of the words are above that.
Yes. Yeah. Correct.
So if you keep on tracing your finger right now, it's tracking it now. But now you reach the end of the line. Did it vibrate for you?
Yep.
There's actually no more text down there, so you want to go back up.
From the far north, they heard a low wail of the wind and Uncle Henry.
And now I'm at the end of the line.
Yeah, and then you go down to the next.
How do you know that you've gotten to the next line as opposed to the
two lines down?
Yeah.
So we haven't implemented this yet, but we're trying to fix the software so it can tell you when you skipped a line.
Now, once you get started and working it, once it starts working, I'm pretty good.
Can you understand what it's saying?
Not all of it. That's why, A, you need a better voice, and B, probably a headset is going to be most useful. It seems pretty responsive. Now, here's an interesting thing. Do you mean it's to this? Because this is good. Like, if you just put your finger somewhere, it reads not more than one word.
So that's going to be how we're doing the scanning for the most part. So, like, if you're scanning through a menu, if you just place your finger down, it can read you.
Okay, but, like, it's reading more than one word, and
right.
I'm not moving.
Because the camera, because it's all the way
Oh, because
it
can,
finger, it
because
captures,
it, it
yeah,
captures more
captures
than one word. Okay. I used an Opticon pretty successfully back in the day. This is no more difficult, but you have to get the finger position perfect to start. That's really, and now that I get how to do that, it works pretty well.
How intuitive is like the use of it or the pointing action and the scanning?
I think it's just positioning is the challenge. Once I have it positioned on my finger correctly, then it seems to work fine. But you do have to be very straight as you go across.
Right.
And one difference between this and the Opticon, for example, for people who use that, you were moving the camera across.
The camera's always in contact with the page.
Yeah. Well, my finger's always in contact with the page, but there's one step between because there's a camera here that's picking up the information.
Right. Sounds like beyond what this ring can do, but if you have a trackball on the bottom of the ring with the camera, it can probably tell how much of the page you scanned and where you need to go to scan more.
I would say, now I just tried the menu piece. It's trying to skip down sections is pretty hit or miss because you don't know exactly where you are. There's no cues.
This, a lot of this goes back to, I don't know how many people in Zoom have seen a menu visually. It is not laid out like you would think.
Right.
It is words all over the places. It's pictures and funny things. Yeah, there's lots of eye candy involved in menus. It's not like reading a block of text in Braille or something like that.
So what sort of feedback would be most helpful in terms of navigating a menu?
One thing that might help is if you built in using tones, an up tone or a down tone, in case you're wondering if you're going across the line and you go up above the line, if you had a high beep, or if you wandered down below the line, do a low beep, and that would correct, give you a good beep.
Like, or change the vibration. Like, if there's no more text on a page, have a vibration, like a triple vibration that says that.
Also, maybe something for, like, what you're saying, right? Like, for graphics, like, you know, menus, they'll show pictures of, like, a sandwich or the burger. Have something to...
Okay, that's unmeetable. There's something there that's unmeetable.
Okay. After we perfect, like, the wireless part of it and the software a little more, we're also going to be doing more user studies, potentially long-term ones, where we give each of our participants a ring to, like, use for a few weeks or months. So if any of you are interested in that, we'll also have that available.
Thank you.